This either is, has been, or will be a Krypton Radio production as soon as we can get the TARDIS working properly to figure out which one it is!
The Mark of the Corsair, fantastic bloke. He had that snake as a tattoo in every regeneration. Didn't feel like himself unless he had the tattoo or herself a couple of times. Woohoo! She was a bad girl!
And so are we!
Live and in your face.
Wait a minute, where'd you come from?
I've been here the whole time.
But you weren't last two... Like, you weren't here! It's been awful. Husband and I so long.
Okay, so you didn't get my message on the comms about the room I found.
Well, I knew you were ended up in the Winchester room, but...
Well, that was before, but, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've been here.
And you are?
I am the Madwoman with the Box. Who are you again?
Oh, I'm the Time Siren.
And we are the Corsairs. We are in the Corsairs Closet. We are the Corsairs Closet. And we are here to record an episode like we do. And we have a lot of stuff to talk about. I've been in the room that I found, and we will talk about the stuff I found in that room later. Oh my God, there's a reason that I stayed there so long.
Okay, I hope this is PG. Make it PG. Make it PG for here, and then on the website, we'll... put it in the After Dark.
Well, I'll tell you more about that later. Let's get to our list, because like I said, we got some pretty awesome stuff to talk about.
Yes, we do. And the first crazy thing, which is, I'm actually going to jump over to our costumer's Facebook page, because she had done some extensive info on this.
And that costumer would be our dear friend and our, I guess, our New York correspondent.
Yes.
Krista.
Yay, Krista. Hi, Krista.
Hi, Krista. We love you.
She doesn't often listen, but, you know, I still have to say it. Yes, well, and beside the fact that it's wonderful she's coming out for Stanley's Kamikaze, she just bought her tickets. Yay! Everyone has been posting on her page, what the heck is this going on with now Thor is a girl.
Wait, what?
Yep. Marvel, I don't know what you're smoking. I don't want to go anywhere near it. They're crazy. They absolutely are crazy. Apparently... Thor did something that he now is no longer worthy to wield Mjolnir. And I cannot say that right, but...
Mjolnir.
Yeah. Gesundheit. Yes.
Ba-dum-bumps.
Okay, so this is really weird. Back on July 16th, there was just all these posts that she was putting, you know, people were putting on her page saying, wow, have you heard this? This is crazy.
So somebody else is Thor now?
No, it's not really. It's Marvel. They changed it up, and I don't know why, and it's kind of insane, but yeah. And
so it's not that Thor has been transformed into a girl, it's that Thor is no longer worthy to wield the hammer, so a girl stepped in for him.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm looking on here. Yeah, it's weird, but she says, well, we've all heard the news about the new female Thor. We've seen the quote about this not being she Thor or Lady Thor or Thorita. And we're told this is Thor, yet we've also seen this new unworthy Thor at the same time. We've read the new female Thor is somebody else and not Thor Odinson reincarnated. So she has a discussion on her Facebook page about, you know, how can this be? This makes abso-freaking no sense. Sometimes, Madwoman, this gender-pleasing goes so far the other direction, it makes no bloody sense.
Well, I'm actually going to have to read up on this now, because I'm so confused!
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so this was something that was put on the Marvel.com news website July 15th. And
this is for a comic that's going to be released in October?
Yeah, this October.
Okay.
Yes. There are pictures of her, and wow, she looks cool, but why are they doing this? Is it because they just can't come up with any more stories?
Well,
seriously,
personally, you know, if they're looking to have like another strong female character, there are other ideas out there, and there are other characters that they could go that way. But my law of fandom remains, you know, I'm putting it to this as well. The title's not even coming out till October, so I'm going to reserve judgment until we actually have something to go on. Until there's an actual canon source to cite and go, this sucks, WTF are they doing? I'm not going to make any snap judgments and say that this is a terrible idea. Because if the writing is good, if the plot device is sound, it may have Thor coming out smelling like a rose. So, all things being equal to each other, I'm not going to kvetch until I actually see, I have a thing in my hand to wave at you and go, hey, this sucks. So, I'm reserving judgment on Thor being a chick.
I am, but I'm cringing because I'm looking at this going, oh my god. Anywho, on to another piece that came out of Comic-Con. Yes, the other thing to come out of Comic-Con that was kind of freaking mind-blowing. And this was, oh, I don't know, it might have been yesterday. It looks like maybe Saturday's preview of this is what Wonder Woman looks like in the new Batman vs. Superman.
And this would be Gal Gadot. I'm butchering her name.
Yeah.
But there was a real uproar when she was signed on to portray Wonder Woman. But looking at this costume, okay, it looks like armor. And while I would normally have to, maybe I take back what I was thinking. Zooming in on this picture from a distance, because I'm not too close to the console at the moment, it kind of looked like body armor, but when you zoom in, there's like a belt across it, and the rest of it is, it's more like iridescent leather.
Yeah, I think it probably could be leather.
Yeah, so,
yeah.
You know, I was going to say, if it's armor, why does it have, like, you know, the boob containers? But it's more like iridescent leather. It's more Xena-like.
I was going to say, because, yeah, Xena, well, anyway.
Yeah.
But I like it. Yeah, it doesn't have the red, white, and blue, the traditional.
Well, it's muted. Look at it very closely. You can kind of see it. There's silver, there's red, and the skirt is...
That could just be the fiery embers that are coming across, like these red bits here that I'm highlighting.
It's all muted. You know, there's no color in it.
The whole thing is very dark. I mean, looking at the accompanying pictures that they tweeted out of Batman and Superman, though this Superman, he looks exactly like the one in the most recent movie. The body armor does, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, it's the same guy. It's Henry Cavill.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, anybody who, like, didn't think that Ben Affleck was going to be a good Batman, screw y'all, he looks good. And I think he's going to portray the role well, too.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that in that profile pic you see there of Batman, he's got a little bit of the scruff going on.
I think
it does well to add to the age of Affleck. Because originally what I heard about this movie, and being that I'm a huge fan of Kevin Smith and Ralph Garman's Hollywood Babylon, I've been following this movie pretty closely. Originally they wanted to go for an older, more kind of, you know, hardened Batman.
Yeah.
And I think Ben Affleck fits the bill. And with that little bit of scruff they got going on right there, it does lend him a certain age.
Just to say that, you know, he can't have a 5 o'clock shadow. I actually like the brow over, overlook there. It's not smooth straight down. He, you know, it's kind of textured there,
well,
right?
What I'm hearing from people, and I'm a comics neophyte, is that the Batman costume from this movie has a very Frank Miller feel to it.
I can see that.
Yeah, Miller did some issues of Batman. I think The Dark Knight Returns, or one of those titles. Please forgive me. I'm a DC newbie.
Yeah.
And I'm normally a Marvel girl.
Don't shoot us because we can't get our canon right.
And I'm cheating on Marvel with DC right now, okay?
And don't tell them.
Yes, they'll be heartbroken. They'll be crushed. But, Frank Miller did do some artwork and some writing for the Batman comics, and this costume is kind of plucked straight from the pages of a Frank Miller Batman story.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
they all look
awesome.
Wonderful, bottom line. I'm excited for this.
Oh, yes. Very cool. And we really wish we could have been to Comic-Con. But you know what? Comic-Con, next time, get your press passes out more than a week before the convention, please. That would be nice. It would allow us to confirm whether we have enough money to go and our room reservations, which typically sell out 5 minutes after the room blocks open. Okay.
Yeah.
That being said, the other big news, which actually broke, I think, just yesterday, is that Doctor Who, Peter Capaldi's era, is opening in the big screen.
Are they doing this in theaters?
Oh, this broke on Friday, yeah.
Oh my god!
Yes!
We're going. I'm going.
We're all going!
Warp you all. I'm going. going.
1,500 cinemas around the world. Hopefully, by the time you hear this, dear listeners, you actually will be able to pick out a theater near you, but it might be closer to the August 23rd date.
Yeah,
we don't know yet. We just know Moffat said it.
Yeah, is there anything in that article that we're reading here that references Fathom Events? Because they're usually the ones that produce things like this.
Yeah, no, there's nothing in here about Fathom, as far as I can tell. Just Moffat saying, once you're on that track of being on the silver screen, you get addicted and you have to go again and again. And yeah, no, there's no mention of Fathom.
That might come later. Ones that are hosting it.
It could become later, you know. They have a dedicated cinema page, and I have not visited that page yet, but it doesn't look like there's any more info on there. Oh, going there right now. Nope. No more info. In fact, a little bit less. We can't wait! And those eyes are creepy, and I'm getting off this page. Thank you very much! Oh, but I had to tell you that.
You know, I've actually been watching more of Capaldi's work recently. Friend of mine kind of strong-armed me into watching the BBC series The Musketeers, and he plays Cardinal Richelieu on that.
Really?
He's really good, and
I can imagine. Just looking at him, I can tell he's amazing.
He does evil very well, I'll say that much.
Which is going to be interesting, because the Doctor's always been kind of,
I'm looking forward. Let's just say I'm looking very forward to Capaldi's version of Dark Doctor.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, a cross between the Darkness and the Third Doctor could be quite interesting and kind of natural fit, I think.
Yes.
Just for him. By the way, Mattis Womanus, have you heard?
Have I heard? Are you talking about have I heard about Lucy Lawless joining the cast of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Because
yes.
I have heard about that.
Yes.
Because
what was your reaction? What was your initial reaction?
Ooh.
And high-pitched squeals that cannot be heard by human ears.
Pretty much because Lucy Lawless, and because Hot Diggity, and because Lucy Lawless on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I can't wait to see what kind of character she's going to be playing.
You know, that has been so much of the discussion I've been reading is, who the heck is she going to be?
I'm going to make a prediction.
Okay.
Mad Woman makes a prediction. Mark this on your calendars. The seventh daughter of a seventh daughter. My mom was born with a call. I have the gift of foresight.
Lay it on us, lady.
I predict that she's going to be playing an agent of Hydra.
Ooh.
But I'm thinking maybe double agent.
Hmm.
Because she just does...
Uh-oh, shades of, what's his face?
Yeah, but I'm thinking it's the opposite, that maybe she's a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent working from within Hydra.
Mm.
And I'm only saying this, I have nothing to base this on except for the fact that she does good guy and bad guy so well.
Yes.
And, you know, having seen her on Xena, I've seen her kind of play both sides from the middle.
Yeah.
And I think she can be really good at a part like that.
She still looks so amazing, and the Hub Network has actually been showing Legends of Hercules. Last night they showed the episode where Xena gets her butt kicked by her mercenaries, gets exiled, and turns to the light side of the Greek mythological force. She still looks incredible. I mean, it's been a decade and more. And oh my god, this woman's amazing.
I need to start watching The Hub more because Legends of Hercules, and I love that show, and I love Xena, and I love all that.
I heard people suppositioning that she might actually be the mother of somebody, and I'm guessing that was it Skye's character? The one that recently we saw, there's some weird alien DNA rolling around.
Yeah, that's Skye.
Yeah.
Oh my god, Lucy Lawless is Skye's mom.
Okay, we don't know that for sure. Don't spread rumors.
I'm not spreading rumors. I'm bouncing in my seat because that would be so cool.
Okay, if your head is going to explode, give me a warning so I can put it in a bucket and keep all the parts together.
Yes. Yes, mom.
But yes, there's been lots of insanity out there and crazed gibberings, and I just can't wait to see Lucy Mother Love and Lawless on S.H.I.E.L.D.
I love me some Lucy Lawless.
I want to see if she can still do those backflips and cut heads off with sharpworms.
Yes.
Woo!
I want her to do her war cry again.
Yay! Ooh, should have warned the audience.
Yeah.
The audience is deaf. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
So, so at this point, before we deteriorate into non-cosplay stuff, how is San Diego Comic-Con going so far? You peeps should go to the Corsairs Closet, corsairs-closet.com. I've updated and put up a couple of pics on the rotating screen slideshow here. I'm looking at a couple of headless horsemen coming out of, I think it's the Hilton, is next door to the convention center, and they're crazy looking. They are just amazeballs. Nobody can do headless like fans. They have the technology.
Yes, and I'm wondering if maybe Adam Savage is in one of those costumes. He is known for his annual, Where's Adam hunt. Well, and he'll dress in costume. He does, like, really amazing ones. One year he was a Nazgul. I think another year he was a Stormtrooper.
Huh.
But it's a game. If you can spot Adam on the convention floor and you can point him out, you know, he's the, you know, the character from Red vs. Blue in full armor, then you can, like, win a prize.
Yeah.
So
And also, apparently, they have shades of people running around as hobbits on horses.
Yes, that's Bilbo on a pony.
Yeah, what the what?
His pony.
Seriously. And they have the new Teen Titan inflatables up, which they had a version of them last year. I think these are new ones. It looks pretty amazing out there. And, oh, how hard did you cry when I tweeted you that Benedict Cumberbatch was one of the first guests there, like that first day?
I adored that. I actually didn't see that until, I think, day before yesterday. So I thought that was pretty adorable. And a friend of mine has been tweeting me pictures of Benny at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
And him hanging out with Evangeline Lilly and Lee Pace. So that was pretty fun. And a friend of mine actually lives in San Diego. She is at the con. And she sent me a picture, I guess, of something that she saw or bought in, it might have been Artist Alley. But it's this beautiful art piece of Bat. I think it's a picture of the Bat family, and it was a version of Batgirl next to the Red Hood. And he's kind of become one of my favorites since I've been reading comics recently.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of like an in joke too that she would send me pictures of the Red Hood. But it was beautiful, and it makes me want to go to Comic-Con. It makes me want to see. And another thing too, because I've been so obsessed with it recently, I'll make it very fast. The Teen Wolf mid-season trailer was released at Comic-Con, and this looks to be last season was pretty intense, very hardcore. We lost a beloved character, somebody that I'm very near and dear to my heart. They are doing some seriously bad stuff to some of my favorite characters, and I'm, like, freaking out.
Yeah, that's what Hollyweird does best.
I can't wait for the rest of the season. In fact, there's a new episode tomorrow, and I'm like, and yeah. So
here's a bag. Breathe into it.
I'm okay.
Okay.
So I'm looking very forward to the rest of the season. I look forward to the new episode of Teen Wolf tomorrow, and the fact that, you know, the trailer debuted at Comic-Con, everybody's been picking it apart. It's been wonderful.
Oh, yeah. You know, micro-analyzing it. I'm sure.
I'm
sure.
Oh, yes. There's actually a character who's been on the show recently. We just found out that this particular character is not human, but we don't know what he is yet. But we have clues, because in the mid-season trailer, there's some stuff that I'm not going to spoil for people, and it's just everybody's going, "What are you? What's happening? I don't know how to process this."
Nice.
So, yeah, we're waiting with bated breath for that.
Yes. So much stuff going at Comic-Con. So many guests. We cannot even begin to touch on them.
There's too much.
There's way too much, which is why they've been trending for 4 days.
So much time, so little to do. Strike that. Reverse it.
Yes, this is true. And in the meantime, weird stuff happens in the world. Like, did you know there was a memorial tree near Griffith Park dedicated to George Harrison?
I didn't know that. That's so sweet.
And it was killed by beetles, of all things. A tree demoted to a beetle was killed by beetles. Is there anything more meta than that in this world? It's going to explode my head as it is. There's something indigenous to California that kills pine trees, and this was a pine tree. It's called the bark beetle because it attacks the bark of a tree.
Aww.
This beetle freaking killed the beetle tree.
The
last time I heard something this crazy was when we moved into our house in Reseda, and our evil black cat ate a good luck cricket in the house, and we looked at that and went, does that mean that it cancels the luck out? This is even worse as far as the metasphere is concerned.
Oh,
but yeah, and they're going to replant, they're going to plant a new tree, but that was just, and you know, folks, come on, make it a redwood tree. Resistant to termites, doesn't have a problem with the bark beetle, and is fireproof. Come on, what better?
Just give it
a lot of room and make sure there's nothing within 300 feet that could be felled by it if it happens to topple over. So,
there you go.
Anyway, that's mostly the weirdness that I have been picking up this week. All of the strange and wonderful and craziness. And other than that, and we hit our third year anniversary, and thank you everybody who gave us well wishes. If you haven't been to the Facebook fan page, take a look. We've got a new masthead for a while. It's Captain John, thank you. Something he did saying happy third anniversary.
Aww.
He also sent me the craziest picture. I absolutely love this. It's for a Peyote Stitch bracelet. And this bracelet, it's adorkable. It actually, I'm going to try like heck to get this done for the Art of the TARDIS. It is a tribute to the Fifth Doctor.
Oh my God. You know, a while back, I was trying to figure out an 11th Doctor bow tie pattern to do. That would be so perfect for something like that. It's basically the Fifth Doctor shirt front.
And the sweater.
Yeah. The shirt and sweater front with the coat
the
and
the
celery.
And the coattails and a celery, yes.
And the question marks for the lapels.
I don't know. I think I would flip one of the question marks to go the opposite way.
Yeah.
That's the only change I would make it. But thank you so much, Captain John and his wife. You are fantastical. If I can get these silly things made, I may gift you with one just because you provided the pattern. Thank you so much. Hopefully one of these days we'll get one done for every doctor before there's a whole new set of a dozen.
Yes, yeah, so yeah, we'll do that. And we'll do it. Why Corsair Tears? Because we like you.
Yes. Please don't ask me to look up that music.
Da, 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 da.
So, I don't know where Awful Husband went. I mean, it seems like we can't get the three of us in one room together, which is crazy.
I might have asked him to take up duty in the room I was in, because...
Okay, what is this room you were in?
Okay, well, you know what? It actually relates to something I was going to talk about, and I'll do it briefly. The room I found was actually a brand new home theater.
And oh, nice.
This home theater was actually it bore striking resemblance to the local AMC Promenade.
Oh, okay.
And in this home theater, they were actually showing a repeat screening of the Monty Python reunion. Monty Python Live, mostly. One down, five to go.
Oh, gads.
And I may have left...
That's so tacky.
Yeah, Awful Husband in there, because he didn't get a chance to see it yet, and so I left him in there with that, and there might have been an actual live Gumby in the room.
Oh, that's why that's why I heard the Philosopher's Drinking Song drifting down the hallway.
Yeah, there was that.
He knows that one.
Yeah, there might have been a live production of Spam Lake going on, and possibly Michelangelo might have been talking with the Pope about the painting of the Last Supper.
Oh, boy. Okay, yeah. Don't start changing time on us.
Well... Just in short, the show was amazing, and I expected it to be very entertaining, very hilarious, but I was surprised by how special it was.
Oh.
It was just, there was some wonderful little homages to Graham Chapman. The finale was Christmas in Heaven, and then they did the encore as Always Look on the Bright Side of Life.
Aww.
And the moments they screwed up, and there were several, were some of the best parts of the show. For example, the wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more sketch, they did that, and... Early in the sketch, it looked like Eric Idle had not put his mustache on properly because it was falling off. And I don't know if Terry Jones just didn't see it or didn't notice it and Eric didn't feel it, but they got through about a quarter to half the sketch that way.
Oh, boy.
And then finally Terry noticed it and he started to break up a little bit, and then Eric realized what was going on and finally just went, excuse me, ripped it off, stuffed it in his pocket, went back to the sketch.
Oh, that's great.
And there was definitely a mix-up during the Wizzo Candies sketch.
Oh, man, the one with Crunchy Frog.
Crunchy Frog.
And the razor blades.
Yes, Spine Surprise or something like
yes.
that.
Yes.
Terry Gilliam started breaking up during that sketch. either John or Terry Jones forgot their lines, and literally they were talking on stage, like, that one's your line, right? No, that one's my line. Okay, and they go back to the sketch. And then I'm fairly certain, again, either Michael Palin or John Cleese forgot about half to a quarter of the Dead Parrot sketch.
Oh my God, every fan has that memorized. What were they thinking?
It turned into a thing. They were talking on stage, and their lines were part of the conversation. It was
great. I
could
quote that entire thing here right now if I wanted to. It's insane.
And they're sitting there going, they're doing the lines from the sketch, like, no, is that your line? No, that's my line. Okay, and then they go back into the sketch.
You know, they could pull somebody out of the audience with a t-shirt of that, and that last part that talks about all the many ways a parrot passes on.
Yes.
That's hysterical. I wanted wanted to be there. I missed the original
Alive
at the Hollywood Bowl, and I would love to have been there.
Well, I went by the grace of God because I didn't have the money to get a ticket, and fortunately my boss gave me some money because he knew I wanted to go.
Oh, that's great.
So that's how I was able to get past that stupid ticket usher who's standing at the doorway of the room. And so I was able to buy a ticket, show it to him, get in. And I don't know how the live performances got into that room, but yeah, Dennis is currently, I'm hoping he's not suffering terribly with the flower arranging that Mr. Gumby was doing, but that was pretty aggro.
Yeah.
But the show was, it was wonderful, it was irreverent, there was a lot of sing-alongs, and it just the way it ended, there was also some celebrity guest appearances. They did the blackmail sketch, and Mike Myers made an appearance. And, yeah, during halftime of, Olympic philosophy.
Yes.
They had, you know, the Australians on stage singing the Philosopher's Song.
Oh, yes.
And Eddie Izzard was up there with them. And he was one of the Bruces.
I love
it. And, yeah, it was just, it was wonderful. And when the show ended, like I said, it was so special. You really...
Yeah.
I came away feeling so good. And, you know, at the end, they had a little homage to Graham Chapman, you know, from year to year. And they did a lot of video stuff of his appearances. At the beginning of Christmas in Heaven, they had him doing the beginning part, and then an actor came in on his place on stage.
Oh.
And it was perfect. It was wonderful.
Fantastic. That's so cool.
Yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah. Well, I think that's going to be it for this week. We're actually going to do a shorter episode because the Corsair... And station management and the three of us are going to go into a huddle and talk about the future of the closet and what we're going to bring you peeps and how amazing and fantastical it's going to be and how we're going to plot this evilly.
Yes, we have ideas and we have things that we want
to
do.
And we're not afraid to use them.
Yes, we have ideas and we're not afraid to use them.
Yes.
Don't push us, we'll use our ideas.
Okay, so I remain the time siren.
I remain the mad woman with the box.
And the awful husband is floating around out there somewhere. Having a beer and being called Bruce.
My brain hurts.
Oh, no. I'm going to have to deprogram him.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to save him from Mr. Gumby and the flower arranging. Mr. Gumby! That is not what you do with a begonia!
Ooh! The Corsetaires would like to question, praise, and pimp Marvel Comics for transgendering the God of Thunder, Zack Snyder for Wonder Woman's awesome new look, Lucy, Warrior Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., California Bark Beetles for their sense of humor, and Krypton Radio. This has been, was, or will be a Krypton Radio production. Please visit www.corsairs-closet.com for prior episodes, links to our social network, show notes, email addresses, and new blog. We would really love to hear from you.